Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Morena, Nat.
Morena.
It's nice to see you. I know you were back last week, but I wasn't, so it's very good to have you in the studio.
Yeah.
been hungry for a wee while.
Been very hungry, yep. And I think we're just going to get hungrier, because what are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about some burgers.
Burgers.
Love burgers.
Yeah, and more specifically a smash burger.
Yeah.
I do have a veggie patty recipe as well, but the main focus is going to be the smashy.
The smashy. So yeah. What's a smashy? Because I don't actually know.
basically, it's a beef patty that is very thin, and it's kind of crispy.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to talk you through the steps on how to make it, but basically you squish it on the grill.
Okay.
So you get lots of contact surface area.
Yeah.
And you let it get really crispy. So you get like smoky. Oh, it's really good. We made them. I've been obsessed with. Do you guys follow Baby G?
Mm, Baby G.
Baby G Burgers.
Yeah. Mm. Follow them on Instagram for amazing photos of burgers. Sometimes I find myself like being really hungry and just looking at burgers on Instagram. I'm like, oh, how do they get the cheese like that?
That's a bit sadistic.
Where can I find it?
Where can I find this cheesy deliciousness?
Yeah. Yeah. And well, they do amazing smash burgers as well. Like, yum. They're pretty legendary. And then also similarly named Lucky G's, which I think we were just talking about off air, but which is in Avondale. They had their last Easter Day, but they're going to open up in a new location.
Awesome.
To be confirmed, but follow them as well.
They were very like under the radar, but lots of hype around it. Like, they don't have a website, but they do have an Instagram, and like someone's mate's been there and it's mean. Like, what was the vibe with that? It sounded great.
Yeah, well, it's this guy, Stan. I actually used to work with him, so...
Shout outs.
And so him and a friend took over this takeaway store on Rosebank Road in Avondale, and they just kind of took it over without changing much, but then just added some amazing things to the menu, including great burgers, smash burgers, but also fried chicken burgers, and just real low key, no fuss.
Grilled pineapple or deep fried pineapple that they had?
Oh, I don't know. I only had the beef smash burger there because I'm pretty loyal to that to that burger.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, but it was so good and just very low key. But just, it's kind of like gold, and you find like an $8 double smash cheeseburger with everything.
Really good.
Oh, I also tried, that small burger place, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Small chain.
Yeah. They seem to be popping up everywhere now. I tried their deluxe quarter pounder yesterday. I was on a road trip for work and I was starving. And so I pulled over in Mercer and got one, and it was pretty good.
Sometimes that's all that will fill the hole. That is all that, you know. Yeah. You're just hungry, and the only thing that's gonna fill you up is a nice fast food burger.
Yeah, but ironically doesn't make you feel that full, but there's definitely it's like dessert stomach kind of, eh? It's like junk food stomach that gets filled by that. Okay, so anyway, so there's a few good components to a smash burger, the ones that I make. I really like, quite a salty, thin beef patty. I like to use smoked processed cheese.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that the orangey plastic cheese?
Yeah.
And I'm familiar.
I've asked a few people what's the best cheese to buy, and credible sources have said this is, for supermarket, this is the only one that's like going to give you that junky kind of awesomeness. And the buns, it's quite hard to find good burger buns. Daily Bread do quite a good one, and I've heard that the brioche in Pack and Saves are pretty good.
Like the bakery Pack and
Saves. Yeah.
Can confirm. Okay, good. Another credible source confirming. Great. And Faro also do quite a good brioche. And then I really like lettuce and tomato. Some people are like, that's a salad. with a beef patty.
No, I have to have the crunch.
Yeah, you absolutely need to, in my opinion, have lettuce to give it more texture.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, otherwise it's just like a hot, squidgy, delicious, saucy mess.
So are we talking like a big iceberg lettuce situation?
Definitely iceberg. Yep.
Shredded?
Must be.
Shredders?
I like...
Shredders?
I actually like whole...
Whole leaf.
A whole leaf. But shredded, I don't hate.
I like shredders.
And tomato, but good tomato. Mm. And raw onion. That's a must for me.
That's a no from me.
Now, are you talking raw red onion or raw white onion?
Either is good.
Okay. And would you, with that onion, would you soak it or anything first to take a little bit of the kick out, or would you just go full hundies, big old slice in there?
It's a personal preference for sure, but again, it's like it gives... with the pickle, you need to have pickles as well.
Crucial,
obviously.
Pickles are very important.
Yeah, but with that, it gives a little bit of heat, I think, and a bit of acidity as well. So it gives it a bit of bite. Again, it gives it dimension. Okay, so I'm going to talk you through how to make the patty.
Beautiful.
It's a very easy, and it's quite a quick burger to make for lots of people.
Cool.
So you just get some fatty beef mince, so don't go for the premium. Just go the regular because you want the fat because it makes it juicy and it's really flavoursome.
Yum.
I got a Westmere Butchery to get it, but you can get it, you know, wherever good mince is sold. I would probably do for a single, if you're doing a single single patty burger, I would do about either between 100 and 130 grams per person. That's a big burger.
Chunky burger.
Yeah. If you're going to do a double burger, 80 to 90 grams max is what you want. Okay, so you roll your 100 gram ball of mince. Just keep it into a ball and get a barbecue or a pan very, very smoking hot.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically you pop the ball. We did this on the barbecue, so I'll use that example. But you pop the ball onto the grill, season with salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Beef can take quite a lot of salt,
right?
Because of the fat content, and you get a fish slice, like a spatula, and a potato masher.
Ooh!
And because you want the flattening to happen with the fish slice, but you need the downward pressure from the potato masher. So fish slice and then potato masher on and push down. And you want to flatten it more than you think you need to because it's going to cook and retract and thicken. Yeah, so you want to make them quite big. And the thinner you get as well, the more surface area you have for the
crispiness,
the crispy burnt bits.
Yum.
It only needs like a minute and a half probably for a 100 gram patty on one side, and then you flip and you season again lightly and chuck your processed cheese on. I would do, if you're doing a single burg, two pieces of the cheese, and kind of put the cheese on so that it's slightly on the outer of the patty, so it melts down.
Perfection.
Yeah.
Is it, someone once told me a tip for smash burgers. They said that it should, when you push it down and then when you go to flip it, it should have, to know it's ready, it should just come straight off.
Yeah.
It won't stick.
It's a good shot.
Good to your thing.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Your pan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or your grill.
Yeah.
Or your barbecue.
It'll just come right off. So if you try and pull it off, it's probably not. Done? Is that right?
Well,
I don't know.
Well, I always look for a bit of kind of the moisture coming out on top. Mm. You kind of see it. But I think you're right on that. Just it should just flip over very easily. Because there's a lot of fat. You don't need to oil the barbecue or pan, by the way. Also, you should toast your buns first because the buns take longer than the patties, pretty much.
Good
so
tip.
That's
Hot
a pro tip. And then you just build your burger. Burger sauce, I gave you guys a good recipe. It's in the B-casts under condiments, but basically a mixture of onion and mayo, mustard, tomato sauce.
Yum.
Yum.
Go heavy. Not in the sauce, but you could put that in, would be really nice. Burger sauce, patty, tomato, onion, lettuce, more sauce, pickles. It's a bloody good time.
This sounds so nice.
Killing me, yeah.
I'm going to have to make this week because otherwise I'll just go mad with hunger. That is divine.
Yeah.
Lots of people loving this burger chat as well. Someone wants to know what the Rosebank Road burger place was called. It's actually closed, but they're looking for a new site. What was the name again?
Lucky G's.
Lucky G's, so go
follow them on Instagram.
Check them out. Yeah. And then you can find where their new place is. And apparently Rosier Burgers and Glen Eden also do amazing smashed burgers. So that's another hot tip.
One to check out.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you so much for coming in, Nat. It's always a pleasure. And we'll pop this up in the B-cast for anyone who is starving and needs to know the recipe immediately for dinner tonight. Me.
Or lunch today.
Yeah. Or lunch today. Well, breakfast, go for it.
So easy to make for a quick dinner. And I think I'm going to perfect my veggie patty recipe and I'm going to bring it back for next
week.
Sounds
good.
Awesome. Okay. Cool. Burgers part one and part two.
Yes.
Appreciate that a lot. Thank you, Nat.
Cool. See ya.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
All right.